We're going to start the last word of Daf Chof Ches on the base. Tonu Rabbonon. We learned in a Braisa, Mevatlin Talmud Torah lo Yitzoas Hameis. One's allowed to stop learning and interrupt in one Seder to do the mitzvah of Levoyas Hameis. Ulachnos as Kala, and to be Melave, a Kala from her father's house to the Chuppah. When is it true that we're allowed to be mevatel Torah for levaya only b'she'en shom kol tzorkoi, if there's not enough people there, l'fi the kovod of the nifta? Aval yesh shom kol tzorkoi, if there's enough people there, l'fi his kovod, ein mevatlin, one is not allowed to be mevatel Torah to go to the levaya. There's a question in the Rishonim whether regarding hachnosas kala there's also a limit of kol tzorkoi, or whether over there one is always mechuyev to go. Continues the Gemara. The kama kol tzorkoi, how much is kol tzorkoi for a nifta, that after that a person does not need to go and be mevatel Torah? Says the Gemara, Omer of Shmuel bar Inyo, Mishmei Derav, Treisa Alfe Gavri, 12,000 men, Veshita Alfa Shippuri, and 6,000 men who are blowing shofaros, trumpets, to announce to everybody that they should come. That Harashi in Ksubas explains it. In Daf Yud Zayin Omud Aleph. And that makes altogether 18,000 men. For Omri Lo, some say, Treisa Alfe Gavre, 12,000 men, Uminaihu Shita Alfe Shippuri. And of those 12,000, 6,000 should be those who are blowing the shofaros. And according to this opinion, there's only 12,000 all in all. Another opinion, Ula Omar, Kegoin dechoitzi gavrei me'abulo ad zichro. When there's enough people that they make a mechitza from the entrance of this town, called Abulo, until the kever, which is also called zichro, if the whole way from the Sharo'ir till the kever is full of people, that's called kol tzorkei. Another opinion of Sheishis Omar, Kenesina, as many as there were when Torah was given to Sinai. Kach netilasa, when a person is nifter. Ma'ana sinasa, in the same way as Torah was given. B'shishim riboy, when there were 600,000 men there. Af netilasa, when a person is nifter. And the Torah that he learned is forgotten from his consciousness, from his physical consciousness. B'shishim riboy, it's proper that there should be 600,000 people there. The Gemara explains, Hanemili, this that we learned in a Braisa, that there's a shiur that's enough for levaya, that's only lemanda kori vetoni, somebody who only engaged in mikra and mishnah. Ava lemanda masni, somebody who taught Torah to others, lesli shiura. Everybody has to be mevatel Torah and go to the levaya. Continues the Gemara. Tanya, we learned in the Braisa of Shimon ben Yochai Oimir. Boyurei, come and see, kamo chavivin Yisroel lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How dear Klal Yisroel are to Hashem. Shebechol mokim shegolu shechina imoem. Wherever they went into Golus, the Shechina was with them. Golu leMitzrayim, when they went down to Mitzrayim, shechina imoem, the Shechina went down with them. Shenemar, as it says in the Pasuk, Koyomar Hashem, Hanigloi nigleisi el beis avich bihiyeisom b'Mitzrayim. I revealed myself to your father's home. This is Eli HaKohen speaking in Nevuah. When they were in Mitzrayim, Hashem was there with them. Golu leBovel, the Churban of the first Beis Hamikdash and Klal Yisrael were sent to exile in Bovel, Shechina Imoim. Shenemar, Yeshaya said to Klal Yisrael, Koyomar Hashem, Goyalchem Kedosh Yisrael, Lemanchem Shilachti Bovelo. I went down to Bovel with you, because of you. Continues the Brayso, Afke Sheim Asidim Li Goyal, but the Gula Achroino, Shechina Imoim. The Shechina is going to come back with them. Shenemar, as it says in the Pasuk, Veshov Hashem Elikecho, Es Shavuscho Virechamecho. Veshov And the Bryce says Madaik, that it doesn't say in the Posuk, Vaheshiv Hashem Elikecho es Shavuscha. Loi Neymar. Elo Veshov. It says that Veshov Hashem Elikecho. Melamed. Shakadish Baruch Hu Shov Imoen mi Beis HaGolus. Hashem is going to Kivyachol go back out of Golus together with Klal Yisrael. Ask the Gemara Bebovel Hecha. The Marsha explains that from the Bryce it seems that the Shechina went down to Bovel, and only at the end of our Golus, the Shechina is going to go back to Eretz Yisrael. That seems that when Klal Yisrael came out of Golus Bovel, the Shechina did not go out with them. So the Gemara is asking, where's the Shechina today in Bovel? Omar Abaya, Abaya said, Bebeiknishta de Hutzal, in a Beis HaKnesses, in a place called Hutzal. Ubebeiknishta de Shof veYosef ben Arda. In that Beis HaKnesses that was once in Yerushalayim and was moved over to Nahar Da. Veloi teima hocha. Don't say that the Shechina is in both those places simultaneously. Elo zimnin hocha, zimnin hocha. Sometimes in one and sometimes in the other. Omar Abaya, tasteli, I will yet get rewarded for my commitment, dechim marachikno parasa, that I am happy to go out of my way, a parasa, ayel no umetzalei no hosom. I'm going to go there and daven there, in those places. Which means that as soon as he gets to the distance of a parasa from those places, even though it's completely going out of his way, he's going to make the effort to go and daven there. And now the Gemara is going to tell us something about that Beis HaKnesses, Deshof v'Yosef ben Arado. Avur deShmuel, Shmuel's father, v'Levi, havayosef b'Knishta. Deshof v'Yosef ben Arado. In that Beis HaKnesses that was moved from Yerushalayim to Narado, Aisa Shechina, the Shechina came, Shomu Koil Riksha. Because the Shechina was there, Avur deShmuel and Levi, they heard a sound. Komu v'nofku, they stood up and left. Another story, Rav Sheshes, Hava Yosef b'Beit Knishta, Deshof v'Yosef ben Arado. He was sitting in that Beis HaKnesses. Aisa Shechina, the Shechina came, v'lo y'nofek. And they didn't leave. Also Malachi Asharus, Malachim came there, v'kom v'asu lei, and the Malachim frightened them in order that they should leave. Omar Lefon of Rav Sheshet says, Tashem, Ribbono shel Olam, Oluv v'she'ine Oluv, min nitchem mipnei mi. If you have a disadvantaged and somebody who's not disadvantaged, who should have to move away? The Malachim are not disadvantaged, but I, Rav Sheshet, am blind, and therefore I should be allowed to stay in the Beis HaKnesses. Omar Luhus, Hashem said to those Malachi Asharis, Shavkuhu, leave them. Continues the Gemara. There's a pasuk in Yecheskel that goes as follows. Koy Omar Hashem Elikim, even though ki hirchaktim bagoyim, v'chi hafitzoisim bo'arotzois, v'ehi lohem l'mikdosh ma'at, bo'arotzois ashebo'u sham. I will be for Klal Yisrael as a miniature mikdosh in those lands where they're going to go to Golus. Omer Rabbi Yitzchak, those places called Mikdosh Ma'at, where the Shechina is today, Eilu Boti Knesiois Uboti Midroshis Shemabovel. Rabbi Lozo Omer, Rabbi Lozo says that the Mikdosh Ma'at is a base Rabbeinu Shemabovel. It's the base Medrash of Rav in Bovel. Continues the Gemara. Dorash Rova. My dechsiv this that it says in Apostle Kintilim, Hashem Mo'in, Ata Hoyisolonu B'doir V'doir. You were our protection, our abode in all the generations. Elu Boti Knesio Yisu Boti Midroshis. That's where Hashem resides, and where Klal Yisrael get their protection from, right through the Doiris. Continues the Gemara Omar Abaya, Mereish Hava Gorisna B'Beisa. I used to learn at home, Umatzlinai B'Beit Knishta, and I used to daven in the Beis HaKnesses. Kiven Deshomis Lehoda Omar, David, after I heard what David HaMelech said in Tilim, Hashem, Ohavti Ma'oin B'Yisecha, Hava Gorisna B'Beit Knishta. After that, I started learning in the Beis HaKnesses. Continues the Gemara, Tani we learnt in the Braisa, Rebbe Loza Kaporoi Meir, Asidin Boti Knesiois Uboti Midrashis Shebebovel Sheikovu Beretz Yisrael. The Boti Knesiois and Boti Midrashis of Bovel are going to come to Eretz Yisrael in the Osid. Shenemar, as it says in Nevuas Yirmia, Chai Oni Nu'um Amelech Hashem Tzvokis Shmoi, Ki Kesovoir Behorim Uchekarmel Bayom Yovoi. In the same way as at Matan Torah, Har Tovoir and Har Karmel came in order to receive the Torah, so too Nebuchadnezzar is going to come to Mitzrayim. V'haloi dvarim kal v'chomer. Uma tovoir v'karmel sheloi ba'u elo lefi shah, lilmoi teira, nikboin b'eretz Yisrael. Those two mountains that came from far in order to receive the Torah, in that schus they merited being placed in Eretz Yisrael, of course, the Botei Knesiyos and Botei Midrashos will also deserve to be fixed in Eretz Yisrael. Now, we just saw that Tavoir and Carmel came to receive the Torah. Dorash Bar Kapora. Bar Kapora had a bit of a different view on this. He learned from a pasuk, Maidichsiv, the pasuk that says in Tehillim regarding Matan Torah, Lo motarat dun horim gavnunim, that Yotza Baskil va'omrolahem. A Baskil came out and addressed the mountains that came. Lo motirtsu din im Sinai. Why are you trying to challenge Har Sinai, requesting that the Torah should be given on you? Kulchem bale mumim atem etel Sinai. You are pride and haughty, and therefore you're considered a baal mum relative to Sinai. Where do we see that somebody who is a Baal Gaiva is called a Baal Mum? Ksiv Hocha, it says, regarding these mountains, Horim Gavnunim. Uksiv Hosom, and regarding Koyanim, and the Psul of Mum, it says, Oy Gibein Oy Dak. So you see that Gibein is the name of a Mum. So when it says that the mountains were Gavnunim, it's coming to tell us they were Baal Mumim. Omer Vashi Shmamino. From these Psukim, it's clear that Haiman de Yoyer, if somebody is a Baal Gaiva, Baal Mum, who is considered a Baal Mum, he has a blemish. Continues the Gemara. We saw in the Mishnah on Daf Chof Ches Amud Aleph that even after a Beis HaKnesses becomes desolate, Ein Oisin Oisei Kapandria, you should not use it as a shortcut. Ask the Gemara, my Kapandria, what is the word Kapandria? Omarava Kapandria Kishma, just hear the word and that's what it means. My Kishma, asks the Gemara, what do you mean, hear the word? Answers the Gemara, Kamanda Omar, in the same way as a person says, Ada Makifno Adori, Eul Baha, instead of going round a whole row of homes, I'll just pass through one of the homes as a shortcut. And now the Gemara is going to tell us some of the halachas regarding the Issa of Kapandria. Omer Bavo, Im Hoyo Shvil Meikora. If there was a pathway that was always used for the rabbim to go along, and afterwards they built a Beis HaKnesses where the path was, Mutar, you're allowed to continue going where the path was, even though it's cutting through a Beis HaKnesses. Another halacha, Omer of Nachman Bar Yitzchok, Hanichnos, if somebody goes into Beis HaKnesses, Almanos Sheloi Lasois Kapandria, not that he went in just in order to make a shortcut, but he went in, Mutar Lasois Kapandria, he's allowed to leave from the exit on the other side of the building. He doesn't intentionally have to leave from the entrance he came in from and go all the way around. Another halacha, V'omer of Chelboy Omer of Huna, Hanichnos to Beis HaKnesses Lispalil, if somebody goes into Beis HaKnesses just in order to daven, Mutar Lasois Kapandria, is allowed to leave from the exit on the opposite side of the Beis HaKnesses from the one he came in, even though it's making his journey shorter. Shenemar uvavoi am haaretz lifnei Hashem, when they used to be oile regel and come to the Beis Hamikdash, b'moyadim havo derech shar tzofoi nishtachavois yitzi derech shar negev. They came in from one entrance and they left on an exit on the opposite side. And the same way as they did that in the Beis Hamikdash, so too regarding Bati Knesses. Continues the Gemara, we saw in the Mishnah that if Olu Boyasovim lo yitloish mipnei agmas nefesh, if plantation was growing on a desolate shul, Beis HaKnesses, one should leave it. And the agmas nefesh, the pain that we have seeing the Beis HaKnesses in that state, will encourage us to daven to Hashem that it should be rebuilt. Asks the Gemara of Tanya, we learnt in a Braisa that Einai Toilish Umachil, you're not allowed to uproot the plantation with the intentions of giving it to his animal as fodder. Aval Toilish Umaniach, you're allowed to uproot the plantations and just leave it there. And it will serve as a source of agmas nefesh, even though it's been uprooted. So why does the Mishnah say, lo yitloish, you're not allowed to uproot these plantations? You are allowed to uproot them, as long as you leave them there. Answers the Gemara, kitnan namimas nisin, toileish umachiltnan. The intention of the Mishnah was that you're not allowed to uproot it if you're going to give it to your animal to eat. But if you're going to leave it there, it's takamuta, like it says in the Braisa. Now the Gemara is going to bring a Braisa regarding the covet of a Beis HaKvoros. Ton Rabbonon, we learnt in a Braisa, Beis HaKvoros ein noyagin behen kalus roish. One is not allowed to be light-headed there, one's not allowed to eat there, drink there, or sit and do one's accounts there. Ein marin ben behema, you're also not allowed to take the animals there to pasture and to eat from the plantations growing there. Ve'ein melichin behen amas hamayim, you're not allowed to allow a stream to flow through it. Ve'ein melaktin behen asovim, and when plantations that grow there must not be collected. Ve'im liket, if he needed the space to bury somebody, and therefore he collected and uprooted the plantation, Seifon bin Kaimon, it should be burnt on their place. Mipnei Kvoid Meisim. And now the Gemara is going to explain this reasoning of Mipnei Kvoid Meisim. Ahai, on which of the dinim is it referring to? Ilei Ma'aseifa, if it's referring to the very last part of the Braisa, that says that if you collect the grasses and the plants growing there, you have to burn them there, that wouldn't make sense. Kivon shesofon b'mekoimon, burning it on that place, my kvoid meisim ikar. How are you being mechabed the mace by doing that? Answers the Gemara, ela areisha. It's talking about the issa of kalus roish in the Beis HaKvoros, and that the Braisa says the reason that you're not allowed to be noig kalus roish is mipnei kvoid meisim, and the reason that you have to burn the asovim, that's for a different reason. And the Rishonim discuss why one has to burn the asovim there. Says the Mishnah, Rosh Chodesh Adar Shechol Liyos B'Shabbos Koyrin B'Parshas Shkolim. Since they started using the new Shkolim from Chodesh Nisan, a month before that, they would announce that people have to start bringing their Shkolim. So if Rosh Chodesh Adar was on Shabbos, then that's exactly the time to read Parshas Shkolim. Chol Liyos B'Soicha Shabbos, if Rosh Chodesh was in the middle of the week, Makdimim L'Sha'ovar, then one reads Parshas Shkolim the Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh, U'Mafsikin L'Shabbos Acheres, and the Shabbos after Rosh Chodesh, is a hefsek. It's not one of the Arba Parashis. The next one of the Arba Parashis, being Parasha Zocher, is going to be read the Shabbos before Purim. Bashnia, Zocher. The second of the Arba Parashis is called Zocher. We have to read the Parasha of Zocher to remember Amalek. And it's always read the Shabbos before Purim, in order to make the connection between Mechias Amalek and Mechias Homon, that was a descendant of Amalek. Bashlishis, the third of the Arba Parashis, Pora Aduma, one reads about Pora Aduma, warning Klal Yisrael that before Pesach comes and people have to bring a Korban Pesach and they have to be Toyer, they have to make sure that if they need to be Nitar from Tumas Meis, they have to go and be sprinkled with the Pora Aduma. Barvies, the fourth Shabbos is HaChodesh HaZeh Lochem, which discusses Pesach and the Korban Pesach, and it's read on the Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh Nisan. If Rosh Chodesh Nisan is on Shabbos, it's read on that Shabbos. B'chamishis, after the Arba Parashis, Chozrin l'Kesidron. The Shabbosos are just regular Shabbosos like the rest of the year. It seems that during the Arba Parashis, there was something that was different to the rest of the year. So the Gemara Daf Lamed Amud Beis is going to explain that some Amiroim hold that during the Arba Parashis, they did not read the regular Parasha, they only read the Arba Parashis. And others say that even though they did read the regular parasha as well, but the Haftarah was focusing on the Arba Parashis, and after that the Haftarahs went back onto their Seder of focusing on the Parashas HaShavua. Continues the Mishnah. Lakoil Mafsikin. All the Yomim Tovim, the Kriyas HaTorah is Megea to the Yomim Tovim, and one interrupts from the regular Kriyas HaTorah in order to read the Parashah of the Mo'adim. B'Rosh Chodoshim, B'Chanukah, U'Bapurim, B'Tainiyos, U'Bemamodos, U'B'Yom HaKippurim. On all these days, there is a special Kriya, which is Negea to the Inyon HaDiyoma, and the Gemara of Lamed Amud Beis, and Lamed Aleph is going to tell us, in the Mishnayos and the Brises, what gets read on each of these Mo'adim. Says the Gemara, we're going to start with Parashas Shkolim. Tnan Hosom, we learned in a Mishnah in Shkolim, Perik Aleph, Mishnah Aleph, Be'echot Be'ador, Mashmien Al Ashkolim. On Rosh Chodesh Hador, they would announce in all the cities of Yisrael that everybody should bring the Machtes HaShekel for the Korbanos Tzibur that would start being brought the following year from Nisan. Va'al HaKilayim, they also announce that people should make sure that there's no Kilayim in their fields, and if there is, they have to uproot it. Says the Gemara, Bishloim Va'al HaKilayim, Dizman Zriyahi. We can understand why Rosh Chodesh Hador is the time to warn people about Kilayim, since it's the end of the time of the Zriyah, of the planting, it's already noticeable when there's kilayim, and that's why it has to be uprooted. Elo al shkolim minolon. From where did the Chachomim learn that one should announce the Shkolim on the Echod Ba'ador? Answers the Gemara, Omer Rabbi Tovi, Omer Rabbi Yoshia. The Omer Kro, it says in the Pasuk by Korbonis of Rosh Chodesh, Zois oilas chodesh b'chodshoi l'chodshi ha'shono. Now it mentions too many times the word chodesh there. It must be teaching us something. Omra Teira, Chadesh v'havei korban mitruma chadosha. There is a month that you have to restart by paying for the korbanis tzibur from a new truma. V'kiven de b'nisan boya kruvei mitruma chadosha. Since Chodesh Nisan is the month where we start taking the money from the new truma, we learn this in the Gemara Rosh Hashanah Dav Zayin Amud Aleph from Apostle. And therefore kadminon v'korinon be'echod ba'ador. We announce it a month prior. In order for people to have time to bring the Shkolim to the Beis HaMikdash. So there should be money available in Nisan for the new Korbonis. Says the Gemara Keman, which Tanna holds that when one needs to announce something, one announces it a month prior? Answers the Gemara, Deloik Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. Dear Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, Ha'omar Shtei Shabbosois. Shimon ben Gamliel holds, you don't need a whole month, you only need 2 weeks. To Tanya, we learned in a Braisa, Shoyalim behilchis ha-Pesach, Koidim la-Pesach shloishim yoim. One starts engaging in Hilchis Pesach 30 days before Pesach. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, Oimer, Shtei Shabbosois. It's enough to start 2 weeks before. Answers the Gemara, no, afilo teimer Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. It could be that the Mishnah follows Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. And the reason that we announce the Shkolim in Echod Ba'ador, Kiven do Omar Mar, since we saw in the Mishnah in Shkolim Perik Aleph Mishnah Gimel, Bechamisha Osaboy, on the 15th of Adar Shulchonois, the money changers, Yoishvim Ba'Medina, they are sitting in Yerushalayim in order to make themselves available to change the coins for Machtes HaShekel. Be'eshvim Vechamisha, Yoishvim Ba'Migdosh. On the 25th of Adar, the money changers move to the Mokim HaMikdash, and this is to show people that the time is coming closer and closer by when the Shkolim have to be in. Mishum Shulchonois, Kodminon V'Korinon. Since the Shulchonois the money changers start sitting on the 15th, we announce it 2 weeks before that, which is Aleph Ba'adar, that people should start preparing themselves for the Machzis HaShekel. And now the Gemara is going to discuss what is Parashas Shkolim. My Parashas Shkolim. So it's Machlekes Amiroim. Rav Omar, Tzavetz B'nei Yisrael V'Omar Taleim, is Korbon Nilachmi. The Parashah of Korbon is Tzibur. Shmuel Omar, Kisisa. It's the Parashah in the Torah where the mitzvah of Machzis HaShekel is discussed. Ask the Gemara, Bishleim Lamanda Omar, I can understand according to Shmuel. Kisisa, Hainu Dekorile Parashas Shkolim. If we read Kisisa, then we can understand it's called the parasha discussing the Shkolim. Dechsiv bo Shkolim. The mitzvah of Shkolim is written in that parasha. El Olaman Omar, according to Rav, who says that we read as Korboni Lachmi, Midi Shkolim Ksivi Hasam. Does it mention Shkolim at all in the parasha of the Korbon is Tzibur? Answers the Gemara in, yes, Shkolim is very much associated to that parasha. Time am I, why does one bring Shkolim from Echod Ba'adar? K'dereb Tovi, like we saw before. In order to be able to have the new Truma for the new Korbonis in Nisan. So we read about the Korbonis, but it was the Korbonis, the Agoyrim, that we have to bring, the Shkolim, so it can be called Parashas Shkolim. Asks the Gemara, Bishleim Lamanda Omar, I can understand according to Rav. That says that we read Tzavas B'nei Yisrael, Mishum Dechsiva Korbonis Hosam. Since it's the Korbonis that need to be brought from the new Truma, I can understand that we read the Parashah of the Truma is Kud Reb Tovi, like we saw from Reb Tovi. Elo Lamanda Omar, Kisisa, according to Shmuel, that we read the Parashah of Shkolim, Korbonis Miksivi, does it say anything about Korbonis in the Parashah of Shkolim? Shkolim la'adonim ksivi. In the parasha of Shkolim, Bechlal the Shkolim were used for the base of the Kroshim, the walls surrounding the Mishkan. What's that parasha got to do with the Shkolim that are collected in Adar? Answers the Gemara, Kedetoni Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef said in Abraisa, Shtolish Truma Yisein. 3 times the word Truma is mentioned in the parasha. It says, Machzis HaShekel Trumol Hashem, Yitein Trumas Hashem, and Lossi says Trumas Hashem. One of them shall Mizbeach LaMizbeach. The Truma for the Mizbeach was used for the Korbanis Tzibur of the whole year, and that was the Shiur of Machzis HaShekel. Veshel Adonim LaAdonim. There was another Truma that was designated for the Adonim, and they were used for the Adonim. And there too, the Shiur was Machzis HaShekel. Veshel Bedek HaBayis LeBedek HaBayis. There was a third Truma that was made and designated for the Bedek HaBayis, and it didn't have a Shiur. Every person, Kafi Nidvas Liboy, could bring as much as they wanted. So you see that in this one parasha, all 3 Trumais are mentioned, and one of them was the Shkolim for the Mizbeach. Continues the Gemara. Bishleim Lamanda Omar, can understand according to Shmuel Kisisa that we read Kisisa Hainu Deshoni Hai Rosh Chodesh Mishar Rosh Chodoshim. That's the difference between Rosh Chodesh Adar and all the other Rosh Chodoshim. That all the other Rosh Chodoshim we read the parasha of Es Korban Ilachmi, and in Rosh Chodesh Adar we read the parasha of Kisisa. Elo Lamanda Omar, according to Rav, that we read Tzav Es Korboni. It's the same parasha that we read always on Rosh Chodesh. It's read on Rosh Chodesh Adar as well. Maishoni, why is this one called Parashas Shkolim when we read the same parasha as we do every other Rosh Chodesh? Answers the Gemara, Shoni, it's very different. Deilu Rosh Chodeshim Karushita Binyon Adayema V'chad B'du Rosh Chodesh. When every other Rosh Chodesh on Shabbos, the first 6 Kruim are the Parashas HaShavua. Just the 7th one is Rosh Chodesh. V'ilu Ho'idna, but Rosh Chodesh Adar on Shabbos, Parashas Shkolim, Kulhu B'du Rosh Chodesh. All the 7 Kruim read the Parash of Rosh Chodesh, which is also the Parash of Shkolim. Asks the Gemara, Honi Chalaman Omar. That's all very good according to Reb Ami, we're going to see on the Flamed Amud Beis. That when it says in the Mishnah, B'chamishis Chayzrin L'Kesidron, it means, L'Seida Parashiyos U'Chayzer, which means that on the Arba Parashiyos, the Parashas HaShavua is not read. And therefore it makes sense that on Rosh Chodesh Adar, that falls on Shabbos, all the 7 Kruim are Rosh Chodesh. And that's the difference between Parashas Shkolim and all the other Rosh Chodoshim. Elo Lamanda Amar Kontra B'Yirmiyah on Daf Lamed Amud Beis, who says that the Pshat in the Mishnah, that Chamishis Chayzrin L'Kesidron, it means, L'Seida Haftayros U'Chayzer, that the Haftayros go back to their regular sequence, but on all the 4 parashas one also reads the parashas HaShavua like every other Shabbos, and it's just the maftir reads the Arba parashas. And according to him, it wouldn't be correct to say that on Rosh Chodesh Adar that falls on Shabbos, all the 7 Kruim are in the parasha of Rosh Chodesh. And then the Shaila comes back, Maishoni, what makes parashas Shkolim different to every other Shabbos Rosh Chodesh? Answers the Gemara, Shani, it's different. Deilu Roshei Chadoshim, all the other Roshei Chadoshim that fall on Shabbos, Koru Shita Ben Yonah Diyoma, V'chad Kori B'Derech Chedesh. Six of the Kruim read the Parashas HaShavua, and the seventh Kaira is Rech Chedesh. V'ilu Ha'idna, Barash Chedesh Adar that fall on Shabbos, Koru Tlasa Ben Yonah Diyoma, three of the Kruim on Parashas HaShavua, and the last four Kruim, they read the parash of Rosh Chodesh. Continues the Gemara. Meisvei, we're going to ask a kasha on Rav, who says that Parashas Shkolim is the parasha of Tzavas Bnei Yisrael, v'amart aleim es korban ilachmi. We saw in the Braisa, Rosh Chodesh Adar Shechol Yoyis B'Shabbos, koyrin b'parashas Shkolim, u'maftirin b'yohoyodo ha-koyin. That's taftira, which is shayach to Parashas Shkolim. So Bishleim u'leman d'omar, I can understand, according to Shmuel, that Parashas Shkolim is kisisa. We understand that Torah is that parasha, the Domile. Dichsiv, in that parasha it says, Koil kesef hakodoshim asha yuva beis Hashem, kesef oiver, ish kesef nafsho is erkoi, kol kesef asha yale alev ish lahovi beis Hashem. So it discusses the Shkolim. Elo lamando omar, but according to Rav, that we read as korboni lachmi, mi domi. What's the connection between the korbonis tzibur we read in the parashas Shkolim according to Rav, and Haftarah that speaks about collecting money for the Bedek Habayis? Answers the Gemara, Domi, it is similar, Kudirab Tovi, like we saw before from Abu Tovi, that the reason we have to bring the Shkolim is because of the korbonis. And therefore, even though we read about the korbonis, the Haftarah discusses the Truma. Now the Gemara is going to ask another kash on Rav. Meisvei, we saw in a brisa, Chol liois b'parashas mucholo, if a Shchodesh Ador falls on a Shabbos, where the parashas HaShavua of that Shabbos is close to the parashas Shkolim, bein milafaneo, bein milacharel, either before the parashas Shkolim or after parashas Shkolim, according to Rav, lefaneo would be bolok and lacharel would be matois, because the parasha of the Korbanos Tzibur is in Pinchas. According to Shmuel, that the parashas Shkolim is kisisa, the lefaneo would be tetzaveh, and the lacharel would be vayakil. Koirin oisa, v'koiflin oisa. Then we read the Parashas Shkolim on Parashas Shkolim, as well as reading the Parashas Shkolim either the week before or the week later. That's what it says in the Braisa. Now the Gemara is asking, Bishlei Meleman de Omar, Kisisa, according to Shmuel, that Parashas Shkolim is Kisisa, Hainu de Misrami Ba'u Zimna. It makes sense that Parashas Shkolim time, the Kriya Satira of the weeks, should be at the end of Sefer Shmois, either Vayakel or Tetzave. Elo Leman de Omar, but according to Rav, that says that Parashas Shkolim is Tzav, Es Korboni, which is Parashas Pinchas in Bamidbar, Mi Misrami Ba'u Zimna. Is it possible that Ador time we should be holding in Sefer Bamidbar? Parashas Pinchas is read in Av time, not in Ador time. Answers the Gemara in Libnei Marova de Maski Lidoi Reise Betlas Shnin. In Eretz Yisrael there was a custom that they didn't finish the whole Torah with a regular Kriyas HaTorah every year. They did it in every 3 years. Just in Bovel they did it every year. And according to the Seder that they had in Eretz Yisrael, it could have been that Ador time they were reading Sefer Bamidbar. Tanya Kava Seder Shmuel, the Mefurosh Abraisa that says like Shmuel, says in the Abraisa, Rosh Chodesh Ador Shechol Yeis B'Shabbos, Koirin Kisisa, Umaftirin V'yayoda Koin. So you see that the Parashas Shkolim is Kisisa. Now the Gemara is going to continue with the Seder of the Kriyas HaTorah of Rosh Chodesh that falls on Shabbos. Omar B'Yitzchok Nafcha, Rosh Chodesh Ador Shechol Yeis B'Shabbos, Moitzien Sholosh Torahs. We take out three Sifrei Torah. Bekorin b'hem, we read in all three. Echad b'inyonei shel yom. In one of them we read the Parashas HaShavua. Ve'echad b'shalosh chodesh. Ve'echad b'chisisa, which is the Parashas Shkolim. Ve'omar b'yitzchok nafcha. Rosh Chodesh Teves, Shechol Yeis B'Shabbos, and Rosh Chodesh Teves is always in the middle of Chanukah. Mevi'en Sholosh Torahs. We also take out three Sifrei Torah. Bekorin b'hem, echad b'inyonei shel yom, which is the Parashas HaShavua. Ve'echad b'derosh chodesh. Ve'echad b'chanukah. The Kriyas HaTorah that belongs to Chanukah in the Nesiim. Utsricha. We need Rabbi Yitzchok Nafcha to spell out both cases. Also Rosh Chodesh Adar Shechol B'Shabbos and also Rosh Chodesh Teves Shechol B'Shabbos. If it would only tell us about this concept regarding Rosh Chodesh Teves, I might have thought, Baha, Ko'omar Rabbi Yitzchok. Rabbi Yitzchok says you need three Sifrei Torah only in that case. Aval Bahach, but in Ador, Kerav Svirale. Maybe he holds like Rav. The Omar, Parashas Shkolim, as Korbani Lachmi. That the Parashas Shkolim is the same Parasha as Rosh Chodesh. And then Beshtei Torah Sagi. I only need two Sifrei Torah. Komash Malon, that's why Rabbi Yitzchok Nafcha had to tell us that you need three Sifrei Torah because the Halacha is like Shmuel. Asks the Gemara of Aleima Ha, so just say the concept of three Sifrei Torah regarding Rosh Chodesh Adar, and I won't need to say it regarding Rosh Chodesh Tevis. Over there is definitely three separate kriyas. Answers the Gemara, Chodem Echlal Chaverta Itma. It's true. Rabbi Yitzchak only said it by Rosh Chodesh Adar. The Rosh Chodesh Tevis just became apparent from what Rabbi Yitzchak said regarding Rosh Chodesh Adar. Now the Gemara is going to discuss the Seder HaKriya on Rosh Chodesh Tevis Shechol in the middle of the week. Itmar, Rosh Chodesh Tevis Shechol Yoyz Bechol, Omer Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha said, Koru Tlosa Rosh Chodesh, three kruim get called in the parish of Rosh Chodesh, V'chad B'Chanukah, and one Kaira reads the parish of Chanukah. Rav Dimid Min Chaifa Omer, Koru Tlosa B'Chanukah, three read the parash of Chanukah, v'chad b'Rosh Chodesh, and one reads the parash of Rosh Chodesh. Omer Rabbi Mani, kavaseid Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha mistabra, it's probable, like Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha said, that three of the kruim read Rosh Chodesh. The todir, v'she'enei todir, todir koidem, we always give preference to the more common mitzvah, and since Rosh Chodesh is more common than Chanukah, it makes sense that three kruim should read Rosh Chodesh and just one should read Chanukah. Omer Rabbi Ovin said, kavaseid Rav Dimi mistabra, it's probable, like Rav Dimi, that Chanukah is preferable. Mi goram l'Ravi sheyavoy Rosh Chodesh. Hilkach Ravi b'Rosh Chodesh boya mikrei. Every Kriyas HaTorah has at least three kruim. Rosh Chodesh just added one. So it makes sense that just the fourth Kaira should be the one that's going to read Rosh Chodesh. Now the Gemara says, Alocha l'maisa mai hava alo. Who do we paskin like? Rav Yosef Omar ein mashgichin b'Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh is never the Ikar, Chanukah is the Ikar, and Chanukah gets three Kairim, and one for Rosh Chodesh, that's like Rav Dimi. Rabba Omar ein mashgichin b'Chanukah. The Alocha is like Rav Yitzchak Nafcha. V'Hilchasa, the Gemara says, ein mashgichin b'Chanukah, Rosh Chodesh Ikar.